We continue with Mishnah Zayin here in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos. The last time we talked about how a woman is allowed to wrap any kind of head wrap or scarf or normal way that she would wrap her clothing. So the Mishnah now is going to describe that in some cases, the way that they would wrap things around, I guess to keep it from falling down, is that they would take either a stone or a coin, put it in the end of the scarf or the end of the tichel, the mitpachat, and wrap it around that heavy item, and then wrap that around themselves. And the Mishnah says, "Porefis ala evan v'ala egos." A woman is allowed to wrap around a stone or a nut v'ala matbea and on a coin. Uvavad shelo tifro l'chatchila b'Shabbos. But if you are going to wrap something on Shabbos, it can't be a muktzah item. So if you have a stone, if that stone was designated before Shabbos, it was made into, this is the stone for wrapping, it's okay. A nut, not muktzah. A matbea, that matbea, you have to wrap it before Shabbos. Otherwise, you're going to have to do something to designate it that it's specifically, it's not just stam a coin, it's a coin that I'm using for wrapping. Otherwise, you can't do it on Shabbos. Mishnah Ches. And this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim and Siman Shin Aleph 301, which comes up on occasion for people, Rachman Letzlan, if a person is injured and they have to walk with crutches or with a cane. So the Gemara here is talking about Hakiteya Yotzi Bakav Shalo Divrat Meir. It's talking about somebody who is an amputee, Rachman Letzlan, someone who doesn't have a leg, and they used to put a prosthetic, obviously this was a very primitive form of prosthetic, but a stump of wood under their leg that they would carry with them, they would attach to them somehow. And Reb Meir says it's permitted to go out. Reb Yossi Oser. Reb Yossi says you're not allowed to go out with that prosthetic leg. Why? Because Reb Yossi considers that a masui. Even though, on the one hand, it is somewhat like his foot, on the other hand, we're worried that he's going to take it off and carry it, and Reb Meir, and therefore, that would become a masui. Currently, it's not a masui, but it could become a masui. Now, the other element here is to keep in mind, Reb Meir is not worried about this, Reb Yossi is worried about this, but the person also is going to have, the Mefarshim point out, a stick, some kind of crutch that he's going to lean on, and that he for sure is allowed to take out with him, because that is going to be considered like his third leg, so to speak. V'im yesh lo beis kibul kesusim, if this prosthetic foot has a divot in it that you could put cloth in, which I guess would make it more comfortable, then it's tameh, then it actually has the status of a kli because it receives. You could put something in it, the case the cloth, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Smuchos shalo, the smuchos, which is, he's, unfortunately this person has neither leg, so he walks on his thighs and he has some kind of either leather or wood supports for him. So it says in the Mishnah, they are tamei in midras. They are tamei as a medras, which is something that you sit on. They're the equivalent of a chair for this person. V'yotzmei b'Shabbos. They are like the extension of his feet, so you can carry them out on Shabbos. V'nichnasim behem ba'azara. You're even allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with shoes on, but these are not considered shoes for this purpose. V'smuchos, kisei v'smuchos shalot tamei in midras, v'ein yotzmei b'Shabbos. But if he has a chair, and that chair has, one of these little seats for somebody who needs them to rest on, and those smuchos, those things that he leans on, they're tamei medrash, if a person was tummy with a zav status, which is matami, the things that he sit on, which are designated for seats, it's called a seat, ve'en yotzmei b'Shabbos. Since they are not attached to his body, you're concerned that maybe he's going to slip out of it and he's going to carry it, ve'en nechnasim behem ba'azara. You're not allowed to go into the azara with them, because this is in the case of the smuchos, because here too, it's not considered to be like his feet. The Mishnah continues, An Katmin Tohorin Ve'en Yotzim Behem. An Katmin, which is some kind of, it's like a play horse that they used to use for fooling around and having a good time and having a joke. So it's Tohorin, it's not a Kli, Ve'en Yotzim Behem. You can't take it out because you don't lean on them on Shabbos. So we are learning that even when it comes to the areas of Shabbos, which are questions of Hutzah, they also have other ramifications in other areas of Halacha, like for purposes of Tumah and for purposes of going into the Beis HaMikdash, where we see that when it comes to going to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to go in with your shoes. And the last Halacha, just to make sure we have it clear, that this idea of Ein Nichnas Mehem B'Shabbos is only on the Smuchos, but the Kisei, you are allowed to go out on Shabbos, you are allowed to go into the Azara, except it's a separate question if you're allowed to sit on it in the Azara, but just for the purpose of Tumei and Medras, they are considered to be a Moshav.